Thanks so much for listening. Before I get into the episode, I wanted to thank today's podcast sponsor, which is Coda Luna and their baby keepsake castle. I personally just put all of my baby's memorabilia into these little keepsake castle boxes, and they are so adorable, functional, and if you really love organization, then you're really going to love this keepsake box. So not only is it a keepsake box, but it also includes a baby book, and it has space for capturing all of the milestones of your baby's early years. And then the keepsake box itself stores all of the memorabilia that you want to keep. So baby's first socks and pacifier and the little hat that they wore when they came home from the hospital. So this keepsake castle with the baby memory book is more than just an organizational product. It's a gateway to preserving the remarkable journey of new parenthood. So take a moment to visit keepsakecastle.com today and embark on creating a lasting legacy of love and nostalgia. Thank you so much for listening to today's show, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Today's episode is very special to me personally. We're going to be talking about the international event that Postpartum Support International runs each year called Climb Out of the Darkness. This event is happening all over the world and in most states, including Georgia, this coming Saturday on June 25th, 2022. To talk about this event and the Georgia chapter of PSI, I have invited my friend and fellow board member, Chantel Cargill, to come on as a guest. Chantel is the president of PSI Georgia, a therapist specializing in perinatal mental health, and a regional clinical director at ThriveWorks. Chantel has a lifelong commitment of being a catalyst for change in maternal mental health as a survivor, advocate, and perinatal mental health professional. I know you're going to love this episode, and please check out the resources that I link to in the show notes of this episode. Hey, Chantel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Amanda?
I am good. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Absolutely. I am honored and really excited about this conversation that we're having today. About PSI Georgia, the great things that are coming down the pipeline. So I appreciate you creating space on your beautiful platform to have this conversation today. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been wanting to have you on the show for quite some time, and I think this is perfect timing. We've got Climb Out of Darkness coming up very soon. Yes. And I just want to, you know, kind of shout from the rooftops. I've talked about PSI Georgia on this show a lot, and I really want to bring awareness to this event. So that's why I'm having you on today. But before we get into those details, I would love it if you wouldn't mind just sharing with listeners a little bit about you and your role at PSI Georgia.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So my name is Chantel Cargill. I'm the president for the Georgia chapter of Postpartum Support International. And my day job, I am a marriage and family therapist with a specialty in perinatal mental health. And I've been doing that for, oh my goodness, over 10 years. And I'm currently practicing in the role as regional clinic director for a company called ThriveWorks. And so I absolutely love what I do, very passionate about mental health just in general, but specifically perinatal mental health. So it's really just really full circle having the opportunity to serve as president of an amazing organization such as PSI Georgia, with an amazing board. Oh my goodness, I can speak about that all day long, about how stellar and outstanding this group of individuals are who are passionate about moving the needle in maternal mental health in the state of Georgia. And we so need that. And I'm sure we'll get into that in the conversation. But I'm also a survivor of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. Unfortunately, we lost our daughter in 2019. It was stillbirth. I was having complications from a placental abruption. And then I unfortunately almost lost my life as well. And so, you know, going through that level of trauma is very debilitating. But what I've learned about myself and my family is that we are very resilient. And so that just pretty much increased my motivation and my passion for helping others that may not only have had a similar experience, but also that looks like me. Because as we know, in this state particularly, we're 50th for maternal mortality. And then, you know, as a Black woman, those numbers increase exponentially. And so, you know, that really, really increased my passion and motivation in wanting to be a part of the change we so need in the state. And so I do consider myself a survivor advocate and also a mental health provider. And so, yeah, like I could not, I just thank God every day for being here, but being able to be in a position where I'm able to walk in my purpose in this facet because of the skill set that I was able to accomplish really from PSI Georgia's training, actually. And then also being able to, you know, really be with an amazing team and provide those resources and be able to share my story and uplift others who may feel that they don't have a voice or have a space to talk about how debilitating and how lonely it can be sometimes when you're experiencing perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, rather it be on an individual level or with family, because it impacts everyone. And so, yeah, I mean, that's just a little bit about me and why this work is so important to me.
Thank you so much for your vulnerability and sharing your story. And I thank God every day that you are here as well and that you are doing this work, because you are incredible at it. And I mean, your resiliency is amazing. And I am so glad that you are in the role that you are. And I am so grateful that I get to work with you almost every single week, because there's a lot of work that we do with PSI Georgia, which, so Postpartum Support International, of course, is an international nonprofit. It's based out of Portland, Oregon, and there are state chapters in almost every single state of this country. And so Chantel and I are both on the board of directors, and Chantel, like she said, is the president. And so we are volunteers. This organization, it runs like serious business, and we get a lot of business done. And we are sitting from seats that are in the thick of it. We are boots on the ground doing work literally every single week. And we have an event coming up called Climb Out of the Darkness. And I'm going to let Chantel talk about that event. But first, we always ground ourselves with talking about our vision and our mission. So I'll let you start there, please.
Yes. Thank you so much, Amanda. And don't you let her minimize her amazing, oh my goodness, contributions to this organization. I mean, when I say foundational piece of this organization, I mean that with my entire self. And so I just thank you so much for pouring into this organization with the many hats that you already wear outside of this organization. And the contributions that you give are immeasurable and just invaluable. And just thank you so much for your hard work and dedication and all of the amazing things you bring every day to PSI Georgia. So I just wanted to create space for that as well. And so PSI Georgia, just a little bit of history about our organization is that we were founded in 2017. By a group of trailblazers spearheaded by Elizabeth O'Brien. And this group comprised of mental health providers, community members, other professionals, many of whom had survived experiences of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders themselves. And they recognized that there were a lack of targeted resources to support mothers, birthing parents, their partners and their families in the state of Georgia. And so our vision as an organization is that every woman and family will have access to the information, social support, and informed professional care to deal with the mental health complications related to childbearing. And PSI Georgia has realized this vision through training, advocacy, and education. And so our mission is to promote awareness, education, prevention, and treatment of perinatal mental health issues affecting mothers, their families, and support systems in all areas of Georgia. So that's really what we are about. And it's a heavy lift. We have a lot of amazing individuals, not just PSI Georgia, but other organizations and partners who really, really contribute to the mission of supporting as many families, mothers, birthing parents as possible who are impacted by perinatal mood and anxiety disorders in the state. So thank you so much for allowing for the grounding, because it really just, it allows for that centering. So that once we are centered and grounded and we know, like, okay, now it's time to work. Now we can focus on all of the amazing things that we're doing as an organization, but also focus on the on what we need to do to further that mission. So thank you for that, Amanda.
Thank you.
And so, yes, so climb out of the darkness.
Yes.
Super excited to speak about that. So climb out of the darkness. Is the world's largest event, raising funds and awareness for the mental health of new families. And this organization is actually spearheaded by Postpartum Support International. And so the Climb is a community walk and international fundraisers for survivors, providers, and members of the community to come together to shine a light on the darkness that is not often spoken about, and that's due to stigma and shame, and that is perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. And so perinatal mood and anxiety disorders are actually the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, but there isn't always tons of space, or there may not be safe spaces to really have conversations and talk about how it impacts us on an individual level, familial level, and even our support systems. And so it's just, it's such an empowering event because it affords the opportunity to share our stories of hope, celebrate recovery, as we come together as a community to raise funds and raise awareness about, you know, perinatal mood and anxiety disorder. And then just encourage each other and emphasize that there is hope and you will be well with the right resources, with the right treatment, and the support from others who may have experienced this as well. So we essentially, you know, create these spaces of walks or, you know, at a park or, you know, at your office, you know, that you work at with coworkers, or it's essentially a walk that can be created anywhere to really just have the opportunity to uplift each other as we all climb out of the darkness together. And so it's just such a beautiful event. I absolutely love this event. It's one of my favorite events that PSI facilitates. And it happens all over internationally. And so we're doing this together.
I love that. Thank you so much. That was a great explanation. And for anyone listening that is listening to this episode that airs the day that it airs, the event is happening in 6 days. So it is happening on Saturday, June 25th, and the event always is centered near the longest day of the year to really highlight bringing to light this topic that is often left in the darkness. And so hence the name Climb Out of Darkness. So it is happening, like Chantel said, all over the world on June 25th. There may also be some climbs that happen on a few other days, just as, you know, the individual event organizers needed to schedule it on a different day. But most of the climbs are going to be on June 25th. And here in the state of Georgia, we have 8 climbs this year happening all over the state, which is really cool when you think about it.
It's awesome. And I'm super excited about these climbs. I know that the pandemic had, you know, we thought would have impacted the climbs tremendously, but we've been pretty consistent throughout that time. And so it just speaks to the resilience and then also the importance of this topic. And so can I say where the climbs are going to be? Yes. In Georgia? Super excited about that. And so we have Team Savannah, Team Middle Georgia, Team Cumming, Team Covington, Georgia, Team Athens, which I'm a part of that team, so go Athens. Team Atlanta, we have two in Atlanta, Team Atlanta DeKalb, as well as Team Atlanta Beltline. And then we have Team Brazelton. So super excited about all of the climbs. Anyone can join these climbs, or as Amanda aforementioned, you know, kind of creating your own climb wherever you are, to really, really celebrate this amazing event together as a community.
Thank you for that. And I also want to bring to attention the fact that this is an international organization. This event is an international event. And so if you are not a Georgia resident, but if you're a resident in another state in the United States, or if you live in another country, you can go to PSI's website, which I'm going to link to in the show notes of this episode, and you can look up a climb happening in your area, whether you actually want to go in person and support, or if you're listening to this episode after the fact, after June 25th, 2022, and you would like to support any climbs in your local area, monetary contributions and donations are always, always helpful, as we are a nonprofit. And this event happens every year. So if you want to put it on your radar for next June, you can get all that information from the website there as well. So since you are not only the president of PSI Georgia, but you are also a therapist, I also would like to talk about perinatal mood and anxiety disorders and the different facets that that actually contains. Because a lot of people hear about, you know, maternal mental health and they think postpartum depression. And that's kind of, I'm glad that there is a lot of awareness about postpartum depression, because it didn't used to be the case. A lot of people didn't understand necessarily what that was or how it showed up in people and what the symptoms were. But, and so I'm glad that there is more awareness around that today, but there are more types of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders than just postpartum depression. So for example, after I had my son, I not only experienced postpartum depression and anxiety, which is another one that's becoming, getting a little more awareness, but I also experienced postpartum OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And so that is like one that people often are like, wait, what? Like, I didn't know that was a thing. So I would love it from just your point of expertise, just to talk a little bit more about what different types of PMADs there are, and just bring a little bit more awareness to it, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to do this and bring awareness to this, because to your point, I think postpartum depression is the more common form of perinatal mood and anxiety disorder that we hear about, because it is the most common complication, but it's not the only complication. And so we're looking at about 50 to 85% of women feel postpartum blues, which is different than postpartum depression. And so it's a shorter stint of time, typically 1 to 3 weeks after delivery is your baby blues. But once you start to extend a little bit further than that, and then those symptoms are a little bit more elevated, that's where, you know, we would declare it postpartum depression. And so, you know, the duration of that, it occurs to up to about 10% of births, but it could definitely happen more often, even more often than that. And it typically emerges over the first 2 to 3 months after childbirth, but it could definitely present anytime, even during pregnancy. And so, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we're being mindful that depressive symptoms can happen during the perinatal period and then thus become that postpartum depression piece after, you know, the childbirth itself. And so that's just a little bit about postpartum depression. But to your point, yes, postpartum anxiety disorders are very real, OCD being one of them. But then you have your generalized anxiety disorders that are a little bit more common than the postpartum obsessive compulsive disorder. And then some of those symptoms may look like panic attacks, hyperventilation, restless sleep, you know, frightening things happening to the baby. You know, you're checking in often on your monitor just to make sure that baby is still okay, baby's breathing. And so that is very, very real. And I would say that that's probably more than likely married to postpartum depression. And so, you know, you'll see both of those very, very common, with postpartum depression being the most common, but then your secondary being the postpartum anxiety disorders. And then you have postpartum psychosis, which is an extremely serious illness that can be even life-threatening. And so I think it's very important to bring this to light because, you know, this is something that we really want to make sure mom or birthing parent gets the treatment that they need immediately, because it could be life-threatening for baby and or birthing parent. So we definitely want to make sure that, you know, if there are any, if there's symptoms of disorganized thinking or hallucinations or delusions, that we want to make sure that we're being very, very vigilant about making sure that birthing parents, baby, everyone has access to the treatment that they need to get that evaluation, because that it could be very, very, very life-threatening. And so, you know, those are the parts that I think often do not get highlighted when we talk about perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. And so I definitely appreciate creating the space for this. And then lastly, the one that I think that I align with and I experience still to this day is postpartum PTSD.
Yes.
I don't think we often talk about that. And you usually or typically see this after childbirth. There are this childbirth trauma, yes, that happens that some birthing parents experience. And it's kind of this thing where we're trying to figure out, what is it? I'm trying to put my finger on, you know, what is it that I'm experiencing? I don't understand it. And a lot of times it's due to trauma. If a birthing parent has ever experienced perinatal loss, It's traumatic. And I can speak to that from experience, how traumatic that is. You know, there are some birthing parents that report still feeling kicks after losing their baby, you know, having birth injuries, experiencing birth injuries that has made it very traumatic about trying again or having more children, or having, just creating so much anxiety around the, what we would identify as a beautiful experience. It's not always a beautiful experience when you've experienced trauma, either before having baby because of hearing numbers such as 50th in maternal mortality in the state, and just, you know, hearing all of those things before you even have baby. And then after, you know, depending on how you're treated in the hospital, by medical staff, you know, that responsiveness, are you getting the attention that you need? Are you being heard during that experience when you're in need, you know? And so all of these things can contribute to those symptoms of postpartum PTSD. And I think it's one that we don't often talk about as well. And so yeah, it can extend past postpartum depression. And I just appreciate organizations such as PSI and PSI Georgia for extending that and opening, you know, the floor to speaking about those perinatal mood and anxiety disorders that are often not brought to light. And so, yeah, I definitely appreciate creating the space to talk about that as well, because, you know, unfortunately, there still needs to be more education spread widely about these different types of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders.
Thank you so much for just talking about those different aspects and for your explanation. And I could not agree more. Another thing that is interesting is that a lot of times when these symptoms appear, it's not necessarily the birthing person themselves that notice it, but rather their partner if they are in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I just think this is so important to bring awareness to the entire family. As you said earlier, this affects the whole family as well. And so it might be partner that just notices these things of like, they're just not, this is not their norm. Like, this is not how they normally show up in life. I'm also glad that you talked about how these symptoms can appear in pregnancy. So that's why they're called perinatal. And perinatal, for those that aren't familiar with the word, that means from the beginning of pregnancy through the first year of life, of baby's life. And so it spans, it's not just postpartum, it is prenatal depression is a thing, prenatal anxiety is a thing. And these are all real and should be acknowledged. And if someone is experiencing any symptoms, there are resources that you can get to help you. And PSI has a ton of resources that you can look at on their website to help you. And then the other thing that I also wanted to touch on that PSI has really great resources for is that partners like dads also can get postpartum depression or perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. So dads can be impacted too. And this episode is airing on Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. But I would also like to bring awareness to the fact that dads can get postpartum depression too. Dads can not only be affected by their partner's perinatal mood and anxiety disorder, but they can also experience it. And so I just feel like a lot of people either don't realize that, or it's just not brought up enough, or there's also the stigma, of course, of mental health in men in particular.
Absolutely. 1 in 10 fathers. Yeah. 1 in 10. And you know, that number was actually before, it was pre-pandemic. And so that number may have been impacted tremendously. Yes. We're still in this thing. And so I think that, thank you so much for highlighting and elevating that, because absolutely, perinatal mood and anxiety disorders is something that impacts the entire family. It's not in a silo of just the individual's experience, or the birthing parent's experience. And so, you know, it's really something that's interconnected. And so it makes sense for treatment to also expand to family, partners, support systems, you know, as well, because, you know, this is something that can be experienced vicariously as well. And, you know, it's something that I think is important to elevate and emphasize as well, so that it opens up the floor for partners and even those who may not be the birthing person, to also seek those services and know that they too can benefit from the resources as well. And so that's really, really important. And just speaking to the stigma, it's also Men's Health Week this week. And so I really want to, you know, encourage fathers who may have felt, you know, different during this time, to seek out those resources, to try them on for size, because, you know, there's spaces for you as well. And so, you know, I think it's really important that you know that it's okay to feel those things, and also, talk about it. Because I think it's some of those, environments and where it doesn't necessarily feel safe as a man to express the emotional side of things.
Yes.
But we're all emotional creatures. And so, you know, just to, you know, those resources that PSI offers for fathers are amazing in that they do create the space for men to just connect and empower each other and validate each other in that moment in terms of experiencing perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, because I think it is something that is assumed that because you're not the birthing person, you shouldn't, or you don't, you know, experience those things, but that's very far from the truth.
Yeah. So I am going to link to the resources that you talked about in the show notes of this episode. I'm also going to link to information about Climb Out of the Darkness. If you want to get involved, if you actually want to go to a climb or future climbs, or if you want to donate, I'm also going to leave a link for donations. That is always appreciated. Literally any amount is appreciated. And I just wanted to say to you, Chantel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this. Thank you for the work that you do every single day for this organization. I personally really appreciate it. And thank you for the work that you do as a therapist and a survivor. Like, thank you so much for just showing up every day and doing your work to be resilient so that you can help other families and continue to help other families as you accept the call for your amazing life's mission. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I appreciate the time and the space to talk about all of the great things that are happening with PSI and PSI Georgia. And also, again, just for you being amazing and contributing to this organization and literally throwing your whole self into this space with that common goal of helping our families and mothers and birthing people, you know, with, you know, some of the things that they may be experiencing and, you know, need resources and support for. And so I thank you as well for allowing space on your platform for this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. If you liked the episode and would like to hear more, please follow Finding Your Village wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to use the code FYVPODCAST to sign up for the postpartum class at pregnancytopreschool.net to save 15% today. Thank you so much, and stay safe, healthy, and connected.